Nothing but a good time here on a Monday afternoon for Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. You get an extra half hour of us today as we bring you right up to 6:35 for Indians warm-up. The Tribe of the Detroit Tigers are having at it down at Progressive Field a little bit later on tonight. They will deliver that first pitch at 7:10. Our coverage begins at 6:35 with Indians warm-up. Time now for us to go back to the hotline as we bring in Becky Dennis with the Amherst Public Library. Becky, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have a lot of interesting programs coming up here over the next couple of weeks, and things kind of get going this Wednesday with your Summer Fun Reading Fair. What all goes on at the Summer Fun Reading Fair?
So we use our Summer Reading Fair to kind of wrap up our summer reading program. It's been going on since June 3rd. The last day is July 17th, so there actually is still time to get summer reading entries in, and that's for kids and adults. So what we do at the Summer Reading Fun Fair, we have it out on our front lawn, weather depending. We may have to move it inside this year. But we'll have old-fashioned carnival games, like Plinko and stuff like that. We'll have some food, hot dogs, popsicles, and just a lot of fun. And then that's where we'll do our grand prize drawings for our Summer Reading Fun Fair.
What's the grand prize? Can we ask that?
We've got a couple different grand prizes. For the kiddos, we've got a bowling party, which is 10 tickets and a $45 gift card to Park Avenue Lanes. We've got a movie party, which is 10 tickets and a $45 gift card to the Amherst Cinema. And then we have four planetarium event passes that were graciously donated by the Lake Erie Science and Nature Center.
Those sound like really awesome prizes. I got to be honest, I'm really excited about the kids' prize. I would love a bowling party. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's just the little kids. The older kids, which is through grade 9, they have entered into in Snack Man, which is literally a man made of snacks. We do that every year. And then we also have for them a telescope.
Wait, Snack Man. Snack Man? That's
Snack
a thing?
It's a thing.
So what all is on Snack Man? Snack
Man's about 2 feet tall, and Snack Man this year is an alien, so he's got his torso is made up of cheese puffs. We got a container of cheese puffs. There's some popcorn on there. There's Hershey's Kisses. There's all kinds of fun sour treats that kids love.
Wow, we may need to get a Snack Man here on the radio
station. I agree.
I didn't realize the Snack Man was a thing, but that's fantastic.
Yep. And then the last prize at that level is passes to the Great Lakes Science Center.
Very, very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Those are some really, really nice prizes. And again, that's this Wednesday at the Summer Fun Reading Fair.
We do also have a prize for adults. We have a prize pack. We're going to have some books and some movies in that and a lot of cool space-themed things because that was summer reading this year.
All right. Very good stuff. And then on Thursday, you guys have more fun and excitement. There's actually a retirement presentation. So what else happening at this presentation?
So we have Micah Judy coming in, and he's going to be he's a financial advisor. He's going to just be kind of giving some advice for how to plan for retirement. Because people kind of hit the retirement age and they just don't really know how to go forward. So he's going to be providing some tips and advice to kind of plan for retirement.
Hey, we all need tips on that, don't we? Yeah, we all need tips on that because it seems like it's a forever-changing theory and it's a forever-changing formula. So we can never get too much advice on that.
Exactly.
Well, you guys also have some cool things happening next Monday, one of which I want to highlight. The annual Amherst Scavenger Hunt.
Yes.
So tell me all about this. Is this encompassing the entire city of Amherst? What all is involved here?
So here's what we do. It's basically the downtown area. So we start at Cleveland Street to Tenney Street, down Spring across the library. And then we also have things downtown on Park Avenue. And what they do is we're going to this year have rocks that we have painted. We had a bunch of awesome volunteers come in and paint rocks for us. We're going to have those placed in local businesses, and you get it, come and pick up a sheet starting on the 22nd, and that's going to have all the rocks numbered, and you just kind of walk around town, visit businesses, and write down where you found the rock. And then once you have all of them done, you bring it back by August 19th, And all correct entries will be entered in to win a special grand prize.
That's pretty cool. That's a really great way for people to kind of get out and see the community. Was that
exactly? And that's something we've been doing every year. This year is actually our 16th annual.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I like that. And you've got some time then to knock that out. That's not like a one-week thing. You said you've got until August 19th?
No, it runs 19th? From July 22nd until August 19th.
Is that more geared towards adults, or is that kids are included too?
It's a whole family. It's actually good for all ages.
Cool.
Very good stuff. Again, Becky Dennis with the Amherst Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Okay, so you've got something coming up 10 days from now. On July 25th, you have a presentation called The History of Medications.
Yes.
So what all does this involve?
So The History of Medications, our presenter Tom Strong is going to be here. And he's a local guy, and he's going to be talking about kind of the history of medications, literally. So it's going to be starting from the first over-the-counter drug, which was Bayer aspirin in 1898, and then to how medication has evolved and the more sophisticated pharmaceuticals. And he's also going to be talking about how it's dramatically altered the treatment of disease and kind of also touch on, you know, the dark side of prescription meds. So side effects, the rising costs, any scandals the companies have had, kind of a good overview of just the history of medications.
So he's taking a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly of medications,
exactly.
Right? Okay. Very nice. Seems like he's covering it from just about every single angle.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to July 29th. Boy, I was really interested reading up on this a little bit earlier. You guys have a presentation called Break Your Sugar Addiction, in which you're going to bring in a chiropractor. So tell us how this works.
Well, so we have Dr. Jeremy Watson. He owns Watson Wellness, which is located here downtown in Amherst. He's with us usually every other month, and he does a different subject whenever he's in. His Break Your Sugar Addiction, he's done with us twice, and I'll be honest, it's probably one of the more popular ones. So we always advise people to get here early so they get their seat. And he just kind of talks about how sugar can damage you and ways to cut sugar from your diet and how it can help you lose weight. It can increase your energy. And how essentially sugar, people become addicted to it.
Okay, I've got to ask, because you mentioned that this is typically one of your more popular programs.
Mm-hmm.
What about this makes this so incredibly popular?
I think it just kind of hits where people are right now with realizing how they eat. People are becoming a lot more aware of their dieting and what's good for them, what's bad for them, and how to eliminate the bad things from their diet. Like the keto diet, for instance, is a no-carb, no-sugar diet. And that's something we've seen a lot of our keto cookbooks have been circulating a lot lately.
Do you guys see a terrific uptick in another certain variety of books over the summertime? Because it seems like the summertime, people certainly have a little bit more time to get out there and read a little bit, whether they're out on vacation, and that's how they spend some of their downtime. Do you see a particular genre of books really kind of be on the uptick as far as ones that are being checked out?
Just overall over the summer? I don't think so. I think we do see a lot more just books in general because people do have more time to read. When we see, I think, a lot of more kids' books that go out because the kids have time to read during the summer for fun.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Although, here we are on July 15th. There are some schools that actually go back 1 month from today. So the summer is flying by. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
It feels like the summer just started the other day, but, you know, we're actually coming down the home stretch here. Not that any kid out there listening right now wants to hear that. But
I know, right?
Because we still do have about 4 or 5 weeks left. I know we've hit on a number of summer activities you guys have going on at the Amherst Public Library. Is there anything that we missed there? What else do you guys have coming up?
We do have coming up on Saturday for the little ones. We have something called Singing Through Space, and that's this Saturday at 11 a.m. We have a music therapist. Her name is Hannah Gonzalez. We've had her in a few times, and she just does musical activities for kids ages 9 months to 6 years. So they have, you know, fun things to play with, and they dance, and they play with handkerchiefs, and it's a really good time for the little ones.
Did you say music therapy? Is that what you called it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could all use some music therapy.
Exactly.
You can never go wrong with that. Well, Becky, as always, we appreciate the time. You guys have some really interesting programs over the next few weeks here as we head into the end of summer break. But we appreciate the time as always.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Becky. Again, that's Becky Dennis with the Amherst Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.